the driest year we've had or something of the kind.
I see. So just comparing it to a past
year. Yes, right.
And what would you call a long spell of dryness? Or how would you measure it? First of all, what is a long dry spell called?
I can't think of the word I want to use.
Does it start drow? Is that drought? Drought?
Well, they generally say something about being the driest year we've had or something like that.
But do they ever use the term?
A drought, yeah.
Do they use that term?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes when you go outside in the winter time, it's so cold, you can see your
breath.
And what would that be? The act of taking a breath would be, or a synonym for. I need you to say breathe.
Breathe.
Is it?
It's your breath freezes.
It freezes right out of your mouth, huh?
Yeah. Looks like you're smoking.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Now I need to talk to you a little about cultivated plants. What kind of grasses, for example, do people cultivate in their fields?
Well, Jerry, this blue stem. Bromegrass. Bromegrass is really a good grass.
Any other types you can think of?
Not in the field. Well, I guess some of them have that rye grass, different types of grass.
Now, brome, is that spelled B-R-O-A-M?
B-R-O-M-E, I think it is.
I see. Okay. And the thing that people would grow in a field would be they'd say we're going to bring up a, you may have already mentioned, a crop. Did you say that before?
Crop?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would you call it if a plant came up without being cultivated? Say you grew tomatoes last year, but you didn't plant them this year, but one came up.
Volunteer.
Okay. And maybe you could name some types of trees that grow well here locally.
Cottonwood. Mm-hmm. Willow. Ash. Elm.
Uh-huh. Are there types of, how about trees that don't lose their leaves?
Well, the evergreen trees, pine, cedar.
Okay. I was thinking of one that does lose its leaves, and in the fall it turns a real pretty yellow color. And the leaves sort of sway like this on the tree. See these up in the mountains.
Aspen.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other name for aspen? You ever call those quaking aspen?
Yeah, the quaking asp, yes.
Do they call them Quakers, or is that, they don't use that term?
Just quaking asp, as far as I know.
I see, okay. Have you ever heard of a tree, I don't think it grows here, but it starts with the first syllable, is sick. You ever heard of that? Sycamore, sick.
You don't grow here, though.
Oh, I see. Can I get you to say that, though?
Sycamore.
And what would you call for example, right out on the plain, you'd see a bunch of trees together. What would you call that collection of trees? Would you call it a grove or a stand? Or either one of them?
A grove, probably.
And smaller than a tree, maybe something you have planted at the corners of your house, that would be a
shrub.
Okay, can you think of any kinds of those that grow here, or even wild bushes or brush?
Well, I've got a honeysuckle out here, mm-hmm. And there's lilacs.